Recording in progress.
Hello and welcome to Nick Vian Censored. Today we've got Melissa Redpill, and today we're going to unravel how the takedown of the global order is happening right now and how the stars are aligned. The blood moon, if you saw that the other day, does it mean something? Melissa Redpill is going to take us through it.
That's
how are you?
I'm great. I'm glad. I'm so glad to see you. Well, I'm so glad to be with you and your audience. I've just loved sharing this information because this is something that I never had researched. I'd been kind of scared away from it all of my life until I began to realize the sign of the Son of Man, which I've shown you guys. And so you realize that the stars were put there for us, for signs for us, and especially right now. So I think I've pieced together some puzzle pieces, and I want you guys to see it. So are you ready?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Share the screen, and here we go. Here is, don't forget, everybody, hit the like button real quick before we move on. So I want you guys to see this this awesome information. All right, so that was not the one I would have. Okay, right now, President Trump is doing a lot. I mean, he always does a lot, but right now I think the focus is on taking down this cabal. And so he first thing he did on Purim, it's so great to understand these biblical festivals because Friday through Saturday was Purim. Oh, sorry, I'm going to back up. Thursday through Friday was Purim. And this is the celebration, the biblical celebration of the takedown of our enemies. It literally is a biblical festival for that because there was an edict that the king of Persia had been tricked into signing. You probably heard the story of Purim before from some others, but anyway, he was tricked into signing this edict to have every one of the Israelites killed. And so by this miracle, Esther had been raised to a position as the queen, and not so different from you and me, the Lord has put us in this position where we are here fighting for humanity. I mean, 8 years ago, we're doing our lives. And now all of a sudden, we're out here, we're all of us working together, fighting hard to expose and be a part of this amazing takedown of the New World Order. Okay, so that's what she was put in. And then the famous verse in that book, the book of Esther in the Bible, seventh chapter, it says, you know, but for such a time as this, God has put you in this position, right? And so this is the way we realize that this is not happenstance. This is not, you know, coincidence that we are in this position. Anyway, so on Purim, this is, again, this day when we celebrate that the criminals in Esther's day were removed, were destroyed. They were actually killed. And it was amazing because instead of it being that they would kill the good people, actually the bad people were killed. So on that very day, President Trump goes to the Department of Justice to speak, and he doesn't ever do that. So he went and basically, in my opinion, he unleashed the DOJ, and he said there will be, what's the word he's used? A legendary justice if you do your job right. So we're all counting on these people. He said, these are great people here. And I believe that's the case, that they are going to really do their job to unleash justice on these people. Okay, so he did that. And then the next day, they're fighting like crazy to prevent the Tren de Aragua. I'm sure you guys have heard about that. I mean, they tried everything to stop, even in trying to stop the flight in midair from getting these criminals out of our country. And they're still trying to fight that. I mean, we're really in a constitutional crisis, is what's really going to happen with that. Okay, so the other thing, on the same day, President Trump kills that ISIS leader, right? That happens on that same day. So you see a lot of big things were happening. And, you know, in my strong opinion, the ISIS and the Houthis are both the gunmen, basically, of the New World Order. They aren't independent terrorist groups. They all work for the New World Order. So the ISIS leader was killed, and then the Houthis were attacked on that same day. Now, or that maybe that was Sunday, and then Saturday, Sunday. Anyway, so right in this Purim celebration, because it's several days for Purim. Anyway, and then JFK files are going to be released today. We have been waiting on this forever. So finally. And he says unredacted. He says 80,000 pages. Now, you know, on 70,777, it's not going to say, oh, the CIA killed JFK. But he said it's going to be very interesting. So this is gigantic. for this to finally be released. And so we're going to be on it like you know what. All right, so then also right now, it might have finished, but I just posted that Dan Scavino said that President Trump and Putin have been talking about, you know, getting the resolution to this war. And it's been going on for a couple of hours. In my opinion, that's a very, very good sign, because if it was not going well, the phone call would have already ended. Kind of like that meeting with Zelensky in the Oval Office. So that is awesome. So this is all talking about justice and, you know, raining down. And they've talked about, you know, if these terrorist groups don't watch out, then they're going to rain down hell on them. And so the bottom line is that these people are, you know, again, not independent groups. They work for the New World Order, the globalist cabal. All right. So what kicked this off was this blood moon. And in the Bible, in the book of Joel, let me see if I can make it a little bit smaller so you can see that. I don't know if you can see this verse right here. Joel chapter 2, verse 31 says, "The sun became dark and the moon will turn blood red before the great and terrible day of the Lord arise." Now, what we were always told was that was going to be so scary for us, because we were going to be, you know, God's going to come and indiscriminately destroy humanity. And that is clearly not the case. The Lord is coming to destroy these destroyers, the evil ones. So it says that there'll be a lot of, basically, when it says the moon will turn blood red, that's blood moons. So we saw this happen. And so if you can imagine in the heavens, you've got eclipses happening, you've got blood moons happening. It's like flashing red and white lights in the heavens. So this happened on that very day. And then, like I said, on that day. So it's, let me tell you how it starts. The day actually starts in the evening and goes all the way to the next evening. That's how a day is in the Bible. In the book of Genesis, it says there was evening and there was morning, there was a first day. So this is a whole, he did it on that first day of Purim, is when he went to the Justice Department. And I want you guys to see where this is in the heavens. There's the blood moon right there, basically right on Virgo. And I'm sure everyone remembers how I've talked many, many times about how the sign of the Son of Man is Virgo. And when you go to my website, freedomforce.live, you will see this picture right here of the sign of the Son of Man, which is Virgo. And again, the sun was basically in that same spot, bathing her in light on September 23rd, 2017. So that's where the blood moon was, right there, right beside Virgo. And Virgo represents all the good people in the world who are just trying to, you know, have a peaceful life and have everyone get along. So I want you to see that. But then in Revelation chapter 15, it talks about this marvelous event of great significance in the heavens. This is Revelation chapter 15. "I saw in heaven another marvelous event of great significance." Now, if you go through and you read through Revelation, you'll see that it's always talking about these wonderful heavenly events. And like, what is this talking about? Well, it's talking about the sun, moon, and stars. Like I was just showing you the sign of the Son of Man, this one right here. But this one is different. This one is another event that happens. And it says there are seven angels holding the seven last plagues. So what is this seven angels? Now, you might have heard before, there's a constellation called the Seven Sisters. Have you ever heard of that before?
You know what? It's funny. We actually have a road in London called Seven Sisters.
I'm not surprised at all. There's so much. Crazy. They know all this. And they put it all over the place.
It's satanic, isn't it?
Well, and because they use it, they're using it for evil. You have a Jubilee Street. Jubilee is basically Gasara. Or is it a Jubilee Street or Jubilee neighborhood or something? Jubilee, I've seen it. A Jubilee Bridge. Mm-hmm. You have a Jubilee Bridge. Anyway.
Whereabouts are you talking about?
Right there in London. We just went and we rode down the Thames and we crossed under a bridge called the Jubilee Bridge.
Oh, God, I'm terrible. I'm embarrassed. I don't even know that bridge.
Well, I hope I'm not. Let me just make sure I'm not telling you something that's not true. Let me try it super quick. It's, you know, that's while we're here. Maps. Let me see if I can. See if I can get to.
I mean, I might genuinely not know that bridge, you know.
Okay, so let's just find you guys. Here you are in London. Maybe help me find the Thames.
Yeah, the Thames is there. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Wow. And then.
I just live around the corner.
Do you? Okay. Awesome. That's awesome. All right. So it's somewhere. Okay. So when you, where is that, that huge prison? Dome. Well, the prison. Oh,
the prison. I don't know the prison.
There's a, it was an old prison. I'm probably not going to be able to find it that quickly. Let me see if I can find Jubilee Bridge.
You could even put it in Google.
Yeah.
Put it in Google, see if it comes up. Jubilee
okay.
Bridge, London or something. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Look, you got it. The Golden Jubilee Bridge, London.
Oh, UK. I don't even see it. How do look, you, how are you seeing it?
Look on your search bar where you were just typing, just underneath on the list.
Okay, there we go. Let's see where first it goes. One. Mm. Okay. Yeah, there it is. There it is, right there. Do you see where that is? Right next to the King's College London Waterloo campus.
Yeah,
that is called the Jubilee Bridge. And that's talking about, of course, they've got Waterloo too, which is when Waterloo was when we lost the financial sovereignty, right? Because they stole the sovereignty away from the people. The New World Order took over the stock market. And then here's a Millennium Pier. I mean, they name everything. It's just we haven't ever really seen it before. So now that you know these things, now you can start really kind of paying attention. You know, when you live there, it doesn't probably dawn on you as much as someone who doesn't live there. So when I went, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at the names of these places. All right. So back to the Seven Sisters. That's pretty cool that there's a Seven Sisters Street too. The Seven Sisters, I'm going to take you to Stellarium, the Bible, the online planetarium that you can get for free. And this is the Seven Sisters right here in Taurus the Bull. It's called the Seven Sisters or Pleiades. And it's right in Taurus the Bull. And what's so beautiful about Taurus and every one of the stars that make up this constellation let you know that it's a bull and that this is the, like El Noth is talking about, this is a horn of the bull and the bull's eye, Aldebaran, and all these different names, because God says he knows the stars by name. He calls them all by name. And so, you know, this is what's happening right now in Taurus. You've got these seven sisters. So I think that's a clue for us in the book of Revelation that something's going to be happening in Taurus, very interesting, and when it's time to unleash these seven plagues on the New World Order, not on humanity. It's just we've been constantly waiting on when are we going to pull down this horrible criminal cabal. And so the Bible talks about that this is a heavenly clock. And just like the sign of the Son of Man I was showing you before, this sign, let me see if I can go back.
But what do you think about when you say Taurus? Maybe that's in April, and April the 16th XRP date.
Yes. Well, I think there's a lot that's going to happen. Don't even want to pay my taxes because I'm like, okay, I have a feeling something big is going to happen and we're not even going to have to. I don't know. I just feel like Jubilee is going to be here. So yeah, what?
I really hope so.
I do too.
You think it's going to be like global, like one shot, the whole world, global?
I just feel like it has to be. It all works together because we're a global economy, you know, and the thing is, you know, and oh gosh, you've got to see this too. President Trump just put out the Declaration of Independence in the Oval Office yesterday. It was behind a curtain, and then he opens up this curtain. There's the Declaration of Independence, and what is right below it is Lincoln, a statue of Lincoln or the bust of Lincoln, and a gigantic penny. And so I feel like what it's saying is, We're declaring our independence from you people so that you no longer are stealing our money, confiscating our taxes. I feel like that's what he's saying with that Declaration of Independence. He just put this out there yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. So let me back up to this. Okay, so back in around 2024, I want you to follow Jupiter. I'm going to put the little red sticks around it so you can see. When you do a search window and you search Jupiter, you'll see that it's got the little red markings around it. You see it right there. And then I want you to, I'm gonna make a little line so you can follow it. So when you go to the SkyView app and it says View SSO, then you can click right there on that tab, the SSO tab, and you hit show trails, and you can follow Jupiter's trail. So this is what is happening in Taurus. You follow along, and it's going to do this zigzag. I might have shown this to you guys before, but I believe this is what was the kickoff, you know, really from Purim, what is happening, and this is what it's talking about in Revelation 14 as far as this this significant event in the heavens. I think it's this. It's the seventh loop or zigzag that Jupiter has done since the sign of the Son of Man. This is the seventh one. Remember I was talking about the seven loops or seven bowls? I believe this is the seventh one since the sign of the Son of Man. You see it turns. Jupiter turns. Did you see that? It's pretty cool, mm-hmm. huh? So it turns, and then it's going to do I'm going to zoom in on it a little bit more so you can see. It's actually doing this strange, it almost follows the same path. But you'll notice here in a second that it's going to do a zigzag. You see it's pulling away a little bit. And you'll see that it's going to go back and do a zigzag right there and turn again, right at the time when President Trump was elected. Right at the 20th of January, it starts to do this next turn, as in a zigzag, like Melania's dress on the celebration of his inauguration. Remember, it had this big Z on it, and you think of a bull as someone just taking that horn and just tearing somebody up with the zigzag, right? That's what I think of. Anyway, so here it finishes around the end of April. It completes a zigzag. So what were you saying was going to happen in April?
Well, I was saying April 16th is the XRP court case that they're going to drop, and apparently they're saying that when that happens, it could trigger the price to go up. Now, I don't know how soon after that would happen, but also XRP is going to replace the SWIFT system, which is going to give a lot of prosperity to people. It's going to, I don't know.
The SWIFT has got to come down. It's just got to come down. And so, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of financial things that are going to be happening here. And I think this is a sign of that, you know, and the reason for that, like I said, is I'm not just, you know, making this up. It's because it says here in Revelation 14, I saw in heaven, and it's not like heaven where grandma is. Okay. It's not in the heavens, in the sky, another marvelous event of great significance. Seven angels were holding the seven last plagues, which would bring God's wrath to completion. All right. So I'm going to show you, I've compiled all this information that I've researched in these books, End Times and a thousand years of Peace. And in the back of the book, well, let me show you the study guide. We've been doing the study guide every Saturday morning. We get together. If you want to kind of catch up on that, I would really encourage you to do that. It's really, really so great. You can go to my website, freedomforce.live. And then when, like I said, we're showing you that. And then when you look at the videos playlists, you can see this playlist right here called the End Times Group Study. And so I talk a lot about this in this video right here, the sign of judgment. That one right there, I talk about this. But I wanted you guys to see it and how it compares to with what's going on in the Purim time. Okay, so here in the very end of that study guide, remember I was showing you right here, when you go to End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace for Beginners, the study guide, you will see chapter 26, this Heavenly Star Signs, and I show you how to use the Stellarium app. And so when you go a little bit farther down, we talk about how this was the kickoff, right, the sign of the Son of Man, and then you see that it's Jupiter starts to do these interesting loops and zigzags. Every like 42 weeks, it does another action. And the first one was in Libra, as in to say, this is the time of judgment. Finally, we're going to judge these people. And I was hoping it was going to happen right then, but it's obviously taken longer than any of us wanted it to, right? And so the next one is in the thigh of Ophiuchus, who is wrestling. So that's what we've been doing. We've been wrestling this serpent. That was its next loop that it did. And then it did a zigzag in Sagittarius, like as in a destructive force, again with the zigzagging. And so that was in Sagittarius, as in we're shooting these arrows at them. And then the fourth one was in Aquarius, and that's around that was in 2022. But this, basically, that's a picture of humanity waking up and realizing that the people we've trusted are criminals. So that was a picture of that. And then you've got the loop. I think it is. Yeah, it's a loop happening in the Pisces. You can follow all this in the book. But anyway, in the loop in Pisces, which is represents all of us. We're just the fish that are just trying to swim along and have fun, but we're attached to this sea monster, Cetus. But on one of the days there was a eclipse, the last eclipse we had, it was burning basically a picture of it burning that cord that attaches us to that sea monster, so we're not going to get dragged to the depths of the sea. And then the sixth bowl was under Aries, which represents the humanity being redeemed. We're, you know, it's not that God is coming to destroy humanity. It's that we're being rescued or redeemed, and because Christ is our Redeemer, and he's the one who's heading all this up. And then the seventh one is the one I was just showing you that's happening now in Taurus, this zigzag happening in Taurus that I was just showing you right there. I just feel like that is very, very likely, because when it talks about the seven sisters and the seven bowls, I feel like that this is the seventh bowl or the seventh action of Jupiter, and that this is what's happening right now. And then when you look at what's happening right now with all of this, you know, everything happening that President Trump is doing, I just feel like he's taking it straight to him.
Yeah.
I really do feel like he is. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think he wants to go at a warp speed, like he always says. But it all depends. You know, there's no, it's not redacted.
Yep.
People not holding it back. You know, there's bad players. So right. Let's see what happens. But we're going in the right direction, and I'm very excited to see what's going to happen with the arrests, the declassification files, the economy, the stock market, cryptocurrency.
Right.
We're going in the right direction, and it's so exciting to watch.
Yes, I love it. So he also said April 2nd is Liberation Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've been, I'll stop sharing. I think that was everything I wanted to share. So if you guys want to, like I said, go check it out on freedomforce.live, and you can also get the listen to the audiobook. And right here, and you can listen to it and also do the research there in the video category called End Times Live Group Study. But the other thing he was saying is on April 2nd is Liberation Day, which we've been following that for years. So what does he mean by that? Well, April Fool's Day is the day that we commemorate that the Egyptian soldiers were covered over in the Red Sea.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's, you know, that tells you right there that, hey, he's saying that this is going to be our Liberation Day. Like the children of Israel, when they escaped the tyrants in Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea by this miracle. It will be a miracle if we will get away with these people. But that they then went into the Red Sea and were covered over and destroyed. You can even look now. Y'all do a Google search. You can look and you can see there are chariot wheels still at the bottom of the Red Sea, right where they crossed. Mm-hmm. A man named Ron Wyatt was able to find where they crossed the Red Sea. And there's actually a marker there. And he would realize that was a marker showing them where they crossed the Red Sea. And so I just feel like big things are happening in April. For, you know,
well, what was that thing that he said? That he's not signing on the 1st of April because it's he goes, it's April Fool's Day. We won't be signing it on that. But we're going to do it on the 2nd.
And he said he's superstitious. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. I think when he says things like that, he's not superstitious like we would maybe think of it, but he recognizes these days. You know, I never focused on the biblical festivals. I have a whole category, whole playlist called Biblical Festivals to teach you what the biblical festivals are about, like Purim, like the Day of Atonement, like all these ones. And I think that's what he means. He knows that the enemy uses these days for evil. Like October 7th was the day of the Feast of Tabernacles, and that was when the cabal did that on, you know, the attack on October 7th in Israel.
Yes.
You know, they use these dates. So I think that's what he means by being superstitious, that he knows that they're going to use these dates. They, you know, what God intended for evil, they're going to use it for good. I'm sorry. What God intended for good, they're going to use it for evil. I said that wrong. Yeah. Anyway, y'all know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yes. Well, Melissa, thank you for sharing everything with us today. It's been fantastic. And I know that you want to pray, right?
Of course. Of course. Because that is our biggest weapon. It really is. Thank you so much, Lord. We can pray. And we know that you hear us and that you are going to deliver us from our enemies. And that it's the end times for them. And it's 1,000 years of peace for us. And Lord, we are just excited. We're not at all worried. We're not fearful at all. Thank you for putting these things in the heavens and helping us to understand it. Thank you for helping us to understand so many things that we never saw before. But you've touched our hearts and touched our minds and have awakened us. And we're just excited to see what you are doing. Bless President Trump. Bless Elon. Bless all these ones in the cabinet, all these ones on the front lines. Bless Nicholas and all of the people on his channel. I just pray that you'll continue to use them in a mighty way and help us protect us from any attack of the enemy. And we know you will. And we know that we will see the end of our enemies, and we will look for them, as you said in your word, and we won't be able to find them, and we'll have the beautiful golden age. Thank you, Lord, that we get to see this and we have a front row seat. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I love the front row seat thing.
I do too, because we're so blessed. There are a lot of people who are sleeping through this, but not us. So yeah,
absolutely. Love it. Exciting times for sure.
It is.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much, and I'll see you again on the next one. Okay?
All right. Love you guys.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.